Podcast. Roll call.
This is Pablo Mastroianni.
This is Dylan Powers.
The Rapids Podcast is presented by Advocare, the official sports nutrition partner of the Colorado Rapids. Now.
Off the post, yes! Jared Watson is!
Here are your hosts, Richard Fleming and the other guy, Connor McGahee.
Well, last week we were wondering who was going to be on the Rapids for opening day, and now we know players are being signed left and right. Hi, everybody. With Richard Fleming at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, I'm Connor McGahee. We have some stuff to talk about this week on the Rapids podcast. Should we stop saying the number, Richard, of which podcast this is?
Do yeah, because
people care about the number?
I don't think it's of any relevance. The content is, is what people are looking forward to.
Exactly. This is the Rapids podcast, and we're glad that you've joined us this week on this edition. Two rather large signings, I think, this from a Rapids perspective and a Major League Soccer's perspective. We'll talk with up front. The question was, who was going to score goals for the Colorado Rapids? Well, Kevin Doyle did that in preseason. We'll talk about that in a few moments. But it is Skeltsen. Gashi.
Mm-hmm.
Of FC Basel, the Swiss Super League, scored 25 goals since his arrival at the club prior to 2014. Had the Swiss Super League Golden Boot last two seasons, 19 for Grasshopper and 22 for Basel last year in 2014. Also, Axpo Player of the Year, accolades awarded to him as the best player in the Swiss Super League. So, he comes to the Rapids as a designated player, Richard. What do you think?
I think most people, myself included, raced to YouTube and Wikipedia.
Raced to
YouTube and Wikipedia to figure out who this guy was. You know, had he emerged from Spain or Germany or England, he would be more familiar. But you look at this guy's pedigree. And I know people will say, oh, it's the Swiss League, but it's FC Basel of the Swiss League that are defending champions. They seem to have won the Swiss Super League forever, regulars in the European Champions League and Europa League. And FC Basel, it wasn't too long ago, a couple of seasons ago, they beat Chelsea twice in the Champions League. They got a draw at Anfield season before last, where Gashi was playing in that game. That was enough to knock Liverpool out of the group stage, send Liverpool into the Europa League, and Basel went on into the knockout stages. So they're not from one of the glamour leagues of Europe, but certainly they are one of those teams that that are known within Europe, certainly known within European competition. And I think wherever you are, if you're scoring double digits and sort of late teens, early 20s goals per season, and you're playing for your national side, which he, of course, is doing now. He switched allegiance from Switzerland, the country of his birth, to Albania, which was the country of his parents. And he's helped them qualify for the European Championships this summer in France, first major tournament that Albania will have qualified for. So you look at his pedigree, you look at his track record, and you look him in the eye, and which I did last weekend in talking to him. Here's a guy who's very excited about this next chapter, the new challenge of playing on a different continent, in a different league. And, very much so. As you said at the outset, this is a player that the Rapids have been screaming out for, because Kevin Doyle, however much he's shining in preseason so far and however much quality he has, you don't want to be relying on just one player. That the Rapids, as we showed last season, were not very effective in the final third. And this guy certainly knows his way to goal. As I say, he's got that drive. And, I keep plucking these elements. He's still only 27. Which in MLS terms is prime. He's in his prime. He's wanting to come and play in North America. He's wanting to come to the Colorado Rapids. And I think he will be a great addition. We've already seen some articles this week of people suggesting this could be the sort of the sneakiest, sort of the sneaky best buy of the off-season that people weren't expecting. This has just come up on the outside rails. So, time will tell. We'll have to wait and see how good he is. But he's another piece in that very important jigsaw.
Well, let's learn more about the 27-year-old Swiss slash Albanian player. Here is more in a feature from Richard Fleming on the new striker.
My full name is Shkelzen Gashi.
The new designated player for the Rapids, signing this week from Swiss Super League side FC Basel, champions in Switzerland 7 of the last 8 seasons.
Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
This is Brother Darnan.
Hello.
Brandy.
Hello.
He arrived at Dick's Sporting Goods Park with the stadium under a dusting of snow, a sight not uncommon in the country of his birth.
I'm very to be here, and I want to say thank you all, yes, all guys that work here in Colorado, because it's a new step for me, a new challenge, and I want to give all the best for the team, for my teammates.
Born in the Swiss city of Zurich to Albanian immigrants, the 27-year-old played for Switzerland at under-17, under-19 and under-21 level before switching allegiance to Albania, who he helped to qualify for this summer's European Championship in France.
I play in Zurich, Grasshoppers, Basel, and I want to say thank you in this moment for my ex-clubs, and I'm very happy to be here, to work hard, and now I think it's a new challenge for me, and I'm happy.
The leading scorer in the Swiss League the past 2 seasons, Shkelzen Gashi becomes the second Albanian international to join a MLS club, this after Hamdi Selyi spent the 2012 season with DC United. And though he was a little nervous doing only his second ever interview in English, Rapids fans will be focusing more on his actions rather than his words.
Hi, I'm Gashi. I just signed for Colorado Rapids.
Well, now you know all there is to know before seeing him actually play as Shkelzen Gashi. And I think people knew more than they thought they knew about Gashi, of course, watching the Euro qualifiers. They're in the group with Portugal. They finished second behind Portugal in that group, Richard. And I think, you know, with a country like Albania, you know, it's not prime time watching, but when you're in a group and you finish second, and you know, it's, and watching Basel in the Champions League, people, I think, oh, yeah, I do know this guy. I do know this player.
It's a good standard. It's a good standard. As I say, Switzerland have qualified for a number of the last few World Cups. It's a good standard of soccer. Not too many of their players also are exported. And of those, they are normally relatively successful. In France, there's been a few that have played in England. So, you know, there are players that, and I think, you know, Switzerland don't produce mass amounts of good soccer players, but they are a steady soccer nation, and always a little awkward to play against. Roy Hodgson, the current England manager, was manager of Switzerland when they qualified, I think it was USA 94. So, you know, they have got some pedigree, the Swiss national side, and it's a league that, as I say, is not one of the glamour leagues, doesn't have that depth. But it's a little similar to the Portuguese league. I mean, obviously Portugal's got the likes of Benfica and Sporting Lisbon, and they've got greater, richer European history. But what I mean by that is that the top two or three sides are good, but they just don't have that depth and that rich history. So they're not on everybody's radar. But I think this is a young man at 27 who should be in camp very, very soon. My understanding is he could be part of the trip to Sacramento. Not sure whether he's going to be acclimated, you see, I can say it. Not sure where he's going to be acclimatized. I slipped back into it. He's not going to be acclimatized by that stage.
Just you be you, that's all I want.
Absolutely. So Sacramento, and then of course the team go pretty swiftly on to Tucson. The news, of course, this week, bringing those up to date, is that all of the matches that the Rapids are involved in at the Desert Diamond Cup, 4 games, the 17th, 20th, 24th and 27th, will all be streamed live on coloradorapids.com and the Colorado Rapids YouTube channel. So a chance to see not just Gashi, but also Mikel Williams and Marco Papa and Zach Pfeffer. And who else? I'm missing one, aren't I? I'm missing one. Michael Azira, some of the new signings that the Rapids have made during the off-season. So those games will be live, and I suspect that Gashi will be a part of that. And I think it's vital that the players now start to pour into camp, because the Rapids need to hit the ground running on that first weekend of the season away to San Jose. And hopefully these new players, will have had some element of preseason to bed in, so that they're not completely behind the eight ball, two, three, four games in, still trying to settle. So I think it's absolutely key that this Rapid side and this Rapid roster starts to take shape, and it is very much the case. And Gashi and, as I say, Williams and the other guys are certainly a part of that.
Let's move from the top to left back, a position of question, really, for the Rapids in the offseason. Of course, Maynor Figueroa has been sent to FC Dallas, Michael mm-hmm. Harrington no longer with the club. So left back was an area that the Rapids had to address. Enter Mikel Williams, the Trinidad and Tobago international. He has signed with the Colorado Rapids. And I'll tell you what, kind of an up-and-coming force, especially in CONCACAF with Trinidad and Tobago. As far as all signs point to this being a very good signing for Colorado, Richard.
Yeah, and I've got some contacts in Trinidad and Tobago, and I spoke to them after the signing and said, you know, what sort of player is he? And they've said he's very athletic, as you'll see from his build. He's strong. He looks powerful. He will tell us that he prefers playing at centre back, and I think his opportunities, certainly at the national team level, have been few and far between, because they've had players already in that position. So he has found himself playing in the left back position. He's also in his time has played as a left winger coming up through school and high school. So there is that attacking side to him. So if we need somebody to get down that left wing and deliver crosses, my understanding is he's still a little bit raw. I think the players coming out of Trinidad and Tobago, you go back 10 years, maybe a little bit more, 2002, 2006, when I think it was 2006, wasn't it, Trinidad and Tobago qualified for the World Cup in Germany. A number of players that were playing in England and elsewhere. I think Trinidad and Tobago soccer has been stifled a little bit. And, you know, word is that technically some of the players are not as advanced, but they are talented and in the right surroundings will become very good very quickly. So I think he's a young man, again, a young man who's going to be given a chance to show what he's made of. And he seems to have the attributes that are needed. He's tall, he's strong, he's quick, he's powerful. And he's got experience outside of his home country. He's played in Denmark briefly. He's played in Guatemala most recently. But he's very, very hungry and very keen to get started. And he seems a very humble young man. But as you say, it's a position or an area that, you know, there were a few little concerns, weren't there, over the last few weeks, you know, towards the end of last season. We were worried about where the goals were going to come from, and obviously in the early part of the off season, and then the arrival of Marco Papa and now Skelton Gashi. But then obviously the players that we'd lost defensively, you know, Clint Irwin, then you go, you know, right to left, you've got, you know, James Riley, Joseph Greenspan is away on naval duty, Harrington, Drew Moore, Maynor Figueroa as well. So there were a lot of players that were then had departed from that defensive line that had been so consistent or relatively consistent for much of last season. So the addition of this man, this young man, Mikel Williams, and that's how he is going to say how he is. That's how he does pronounce his name. It's spelt M-E-K-E-I-L, but it's Mikel as in the Arsenal player Mikel Arteta. So Mikel Williams is in, and I think it is a good signing. It's a good signing. He's had experience on the international stage. Played in the Gold Cup last summer for Trinidad and Tobago, going as far as the quarterfinals in that game against Panama. So here's a young man who's got experience, and I think it'll be, as I said, we keep talking about this jigsaw, and it is the off season is that you have pieces removed from the jigsaw, and you've got to try and find the right pieces to put back. And you know, I know that fans have wanted this news sooner. I understand that, of course. You know, if we could have signed these players late December, early January, and got all the negotiations and working with clubs and working with agents and working with MLS and all of the restrictions that you have, and there's, you know, certain time frames that don't always fit. It doesn't always, as we know, it doesn't always happen at the pace that we would all like. But hopefully things are beginning now to move. The wheel is now beginning to turn. And these two signings this week in two areas of need, I think are quite interesting. So the next few weeks as we see these guys in camp and then in some of the preseason games might give us a bit of an indicator as to how the season's going to shape up.
Well, you talk about the young man from Trinidad and Tobago. He spoke to another young man of ours, Dylan Gannon.
Mikel, welcome to Colorado. You're going to be number five for the Rapids. Why did you choose that number?
Number five is a number that I've been playing with from since a boy, you know. I just look like the number, and I've always used it.
And then you're known by Splash. Where does Splash come from?
That was the nickname my father had before, you know. They used to call me Young Splash, and with time, I just took over the name.
Yeah. And then who's been your biggest influence, would you say, for your career thus far?
Definitely my father, you know. He always encourages me in any way that he can, and he always wanted to be a football player, but he never had the chance, so I just like to live his dream through me.
And then there was Dada at Trendsetter Hawks. Describe your formative years playing soccer at Queen's Park.
Dada was awesome, you know, for us as kids. He would always encourage us, you know, and teach us the basics and just encourage us to always do well, and Dada was awesome.
And then you've kind of played all over, left wing, center back, and left back. What is your preferred position?
Definitely, I prefer playing center back.
Okay. And then what would you say are some of your strengths on the field?
I think I'm a very composed player. You know, I read the game well, I distribute the ball well, and I'm strong in the air and very good defensively.
Now, you've had your setbacks, like when your Danish club went out of business. How have those types of events shaped you as a person and a player?
I think as a person, we're all going to have setbacks. You know, we just have to take them as they come and to continue to move forward.
And then what about Jovan Jones? What has he told you about MLS and what your expectations should be?
He told me, you know, it's a very tough league, and he was just excited about me being here also, and he couldn't wait to play against me.
Perfect. And then finally, how much is you playing in MLS going to mean to your family?
Definitely, it's going to mean a lot to them. You know, they've been looking forward to something big happening again for me, and everyone's excited.
Doyle with a header. Oh, it's in! It is!
2016 Colorado Rapids season tickets are on sale now. Show your passion and your loyalty. Believe in the burgundy and blue.
You have just got to take your hat off.
Support the Colorado Rapids and lock in your 2016 season tickets today. Call 303-825-GOAL or visit coloradorapids.com.
It's a jazz! And there's the celebration.
Well, Richard, you are in the Rocky Mountains for now. The rest of the team is in sunny Chula Vista, California. We'll talk about their game against Songnam. Is that how you say that?
Songnam, yeah. Songnam FC, yeah.
In just a second, but... preseason has begun for the Burgundy Boys, and they are in warmer weather and warmer climes where there's not that white fluffy stuff on the ground. And Richard Clark is there, and he is speaking to Axel Schuberg.
Cast your mind back a year ago when you were in preseason. How has Axel Schuberg moved on?
How's Axel Schuberg moved on? That's a very good question. I mean, I think I've grown over the year, and, you know, as a player and as a person, and you kind of adjust to the league, to the tempo, to the different players you're playing with and against. So I think it's a slightly different Axel, but more or less the same. You know, I'm still the 6'7" tall guy in the back and everything like that. But it's a little bit different going into this year, for sure.
And how's Pablo changed, the coaching staff changed, because things weren't what we wanted last year, and there's a mood of development, regeneration? How's that transferred through to the players?
I mean, they're changing. You can see it, and they want the team to kind of be group led by the players, and they want to help us kind of achieve what we want to achieve at the same time as they want to give us the freedom to do what we need to do. So you can tell that they took a long, hard time thinking about what we were doing last year and what we wanted to do this year. So it's a different mentality and a little bit of a different mindset, and we're really looking forward to the starting of the new season, I think.
And preseason, how's it going in San Diego out here?
It's going well. It's tough. We're having a lot of sessions, you know. They're running us, but that's part of the preseason. So some heavy legs are expected, but I think the guys are really having a great mentality to it, and we're pushing. You know, we're not a finished product yet, but we're getting there slowly but surely.
And there's new players in. Not all of them involved in training. Gashi still to come. Papa to get involved. Mikael Williams is not involved yet, but the squad's developing, albeit it's not
Absolutely.
Set yet.
Absolutely. I mean, we knew this kind of since we didn't have a full roster coming into preseason, and you know, it's the trait of being a professional team too. Sometimes you're gonna have roster moves at different times of the season, whether you like it or not, for different reasons. So we're looking forward to having these players come in, and hopefully they can contribute right off the bat.
Are you quietly confident? Because it's hard to be too bullish about changes, because we've had two seasons that we're not happy about. But is it a case of you can be quietly confident, you can feel assured that things are changing, but you can't be too effusive about it?
I don't think you ever should be talking big about your own game, but as a person, I always believe in what I do. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here, and I think that goes for everyone on the team. So I think we're confident in ourselves, but we know we have a long way and a lot of work to do.
And it's only the first week or so of preseason, but how do you feel along that road? It's the first game this afternoon, going to have another friendly, then it's back home, Sacramento, Tucson. It's a long journey of preseason. We're just starting out in it, but how do you feel so far?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel great so far, and you know, it's going to be a lot of games before even the season starts, but I think we need it for the group to gel and for us to kind of get the momentum going and start really believing what we do. So I'm just looking forward to the journey, I suppose.
Well, there they are in San Diego. The preseason trip will continue. You mentioned Sacramento and then the Desert Diamond Cup coming up later in the month of February. But their first preseason action was against Korean side Songnam, easy for me to say. This is why I'm an English speaker, barely. Songnam FC, Kevin Doyle stole the show. There's some pretty soccer in this game, actually, for preseason. Kevin Doyle, the hat trick, and a lot of positives to take away from this one, Richard, from what we can see from afar.
Yeah, they went behind to Songnam early on, got back on level terms, which I think itself was a good goal scored from a trialist. And then Pablo Mastroeni changed his entire 11 from the first half to the second half, giving everybody a run out. And Kevin Doyle, yeah, just arrived at the party and stole the show. First 2 minutes, I think it was, of that second half, and he went on to bag a hat-trick, and the Rapids winning by 4-2. Now, before we get ahead of ourselves, this is a pre-season game. It was a scrimmage. You know, the coaches were trying out different players, and it's about getting that off-season out of the legs.
Taking the snow mold off the old legs, getting the cobwebs out.
Yeah, because these guys started out on the turf, so for them to now be on grass and with a bit of sun on their back, although it's a beautiful sunny day here in Colorado today, there is still snow on the ground, and it's tough, and obviously you want the muscles to be warm at this time of the season, this time of the pre-season, and the less you can be on turf and the more you can be on the natural surfaces is far more advantageous. So I think for the players, it's about getting that off-season out of the legs, just adjusting to any new systems, which obviously John Spencer is in camp now as the first team assistant coach. New personnel coming in that will have new ideas, and obviously with new personnel you may try things a little bit differently as well. And I would suspect that once the Rapids get to Tucson and that Desert Diamond Cup, you'll see a little bit more bite, a little bit more of a competitive edge to the games. But there's no rhyme or reason with preseason. And so reading into results, wins, losses, ties, is sometimes a bit of a futile exercise, because I've known down the years teams have awful pre-seasons and they've gone on to do very well in the regular season, or they've had very good pre-seasons and everybody's thinking, great, we're going to be in for a championship year, and they've faltered and fallen away. So it's very difficult to read into pre-season. It's a case of preparing the team as best you can in the system that you think will work, that will then take you into that regular season. And I think, is the case most seasons, we don't normally know until 8, 10 to 12 games in. And the Rapids, let's be honest, you look at that schedule, the Rapids have got a very, very tough start. And that's why I come back to the need to be absolutely ready and razor sharp for that first game against San Jose. Yep. On March 6th, because you then got LA at home, DC United away, Toronto at home. Those first four games alone are very, very tough. And then you're into, with the Toronto game, you're into a busy April where you've got six games. So this preseason, you take it as it is. You get fit, you get sharp, you get those competitive juices flowing, and then just hope by the first game of the season that you're ready to drop and run, because I think, as we all know, MLS is getting tougher, it's getting more competitive, and the Rapids, as we said, have got a tough start. But a good show on Thursday against Songnam, and that will give the players a bit of a spring in their step. They've got a day off today, Friday, in San Diego. Got a few more days there, and then they head back to Colorado briefly for 2 or 3 days before heading to Sacramento and then on to Tucson. But the reports that I'm getting from San Diego is that the team is shaping up well.
And as always, stay tuned to ColoradoRapids.com for full coverage of the 2016 Colorado Rapids preseason and beyond. Let's turn our attention away from the pitch for a second to the banquet hall. Paul Bravo, Vice President of Soccer Operations and Technical Director for the Colorado Rapids, elected into the Colorado Soccer Hall of Fame, Richard. And I believe you were there, weren't you? You
yes.
were unseen for the induction.
Yes, yeah, I was the MC and had a few words beforehand. And, you know, it's at those events where you realize how healthy the sport of soccer is, not just in North America, obviously, but in the state of Colorado. And it's funny because it's perceptions. Perceptions are strange. And I get friends and family still now, even though I report back on a regular basis, I still get friends and family saying to me, "So, well, you know, soccer's growing in North America." I said, "Soccer's huge in North America." You know, it's this idea that it's still an alien concept. Soccer arrived, you know, quite a few decades ago. The fact is, it's in a very competitive sports market. Television drives, and, you know, this weekend, the Super Bowl, massive, and all eyes will be glued to the television sets, particularly here in the state of Colorado with the Broncos against the Panthers. But soccer is very healthy, and it was just in that room last weekend that you realize how many clubs there are, those clubs that have got history, the amount of players, of youth players, and, you know, the parents, the extended family that are all connected and involved in the sport of soccer. So, you know, I don't need this sort of education, but it's strange that there are still people outside these shores that see MLS as the growing league, and there's that false perception that, well, that must then mean that the sport is still growing. No, the sport is very, very healthy, and there were a lot of people in that room last weekend, Paul Bravo being one of them, that have contributed a great deal, not just to soccer in the state of Colorado, but also across North America. But it was, for me, it was a wonderful evening to be part of that, and I was very honoured to have been invited along to say a few words. But now Paul Bravo in very good company in that Hall of Fame.
Well, and you mentioned soccer being healthy here. It's not just MLS. I mean, you look at the women's game, especially the women's game locally. I mean, now for the Olympic qualifiers for the senior women's national team, you have two Coloradans on the door, three Coloradans, excuse me, of Lindsay Horan, Jaylene Hinkle, and now Mallory Pugh, the 17-year-old who scored a goal in her first international cap against Ireland just 2 weeks ago when they were down there in San Diego where the Rapids are now. And just the health of soccer is healthy across men, women, boys, girls, everything here in America. So I hope if you're listening abroad and beyond, wherever you may be on planet Earth, know that the health of soccer here in Colorado is very much in tip-top shape, as you Brits might say.
Yes, we would, yes.
Other things you might say might also appear on the Rapids Experience, sort of a new take on the preseason show. That'll debut next Tuesday after the Super Bowl. That's the 9th of February.
Yeah, see, you would say Tuesday. I would say Tuesday. So
there's no difference there. You didn't even say it differently.
Yeah, I said it as in chew. If you're chewing something, it's like a Tuesday, but you would say a Tuesday as in the number two.
Right. So but look at the, if you look at the word T-U-E-S,
yeah,
use. There's no choose.
I'm just wondering whose language it is. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that one out there. Don't get me started on Tucson.
Tucson.
Yes. Or herbal.
Oh, look, we both share a language that is, I can't imagine trying to learn English as a second language. You said, "I'm sorry, how many versions of this one word are there, and when do I know when to use them?" And I can't imagine.
Yes.
We're the lucky ones,
it's,
Richard.
It's all mixed up. Yeah, next Tuesday, the Rapids Experience show on Altitude. I think it's from 5 o'clock. 5 p.m. On Tuesday, and we'll be taking you behind the scenes. We're going to have a little bit of soccer specific stuff in there, but also elements that you can experience on game day. So we're going to be announcing a few little changes to the game day experience. So that'll be in next week's show. We'll also hear from John Spencer in the show as well. We'll look at the schedule as we break down the 2016 season, some of the teams that will be here at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, and also some of the trips that the Rapids have to make in 2016 as well. And then a little further down the road in the build-up to that opening game against San Jose, I think airing on March the 4th, will be a season preview show on Altitude, which will be wall-to-wall blanket soccer. So the first of those is next Tuesday, myself and Marcelo Balboa, and we'll take you behind the scenes of what you can expect before, during, and sometimes after, of course, here at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. There is to experience.
We'll talk about that and much more as always, and then there could be, who knows, more signings, maybe not signings, maybe updates on whatever you can imagine. It'll be right here on the Rapids podcast and at ColoradoRapids.com. We like to pride ourselves on having you covered about your favorite MLS team. Thank you all for listening to the Rapids podcast. Who cares what number it is? It's just here for you in iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. We'll see you next week.
The Rapids podcast is presented by Advocare, the official sports nutrition partner of the Colorado Rapids.